We are on a mission to empower busy women with the tools and skills they need to grow a successful, profitable and purposeful handmade creative business.
A business that they are excited to jump out of bed for every morning.
A business that allows them to quit the day job and start living life how they want to live it.
Welcome to the Handmade Business Podcast with your hosts Anna Maria and Lindsay Warren.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Handmade Business Podcast. This week, me and my lovely co-host Anna have got a really good subject that we're to get our teeth into, and one that I think that you'll really enjoy and will find really useful in your business as well. So this week's episode is all about why success is an inside job. So when it comes to running your own business, me and Anna both feel that it's super important to feel successful. And that can be at whatever stage of your business that you're at. So it doesn't matter if you've literally just started or if you're 5 or 10 years down the line, wherever you are. So I'm going to share a few reasons why I think it's really important to feel successful. So when we feel good about our business and we feel successful, we turn up so much more motivated. And when you're motivated, that's when the magic happens, I think. You know, you put in more effort, you're continuously trying to improve your business. And I personally feel like, you know, the more successful you feel, the more likely you are to attract success, because, you know, that feeling of being successful already, you know, means that you're believing in yourself. And when you believe in yourself, you are just so much more likely to look for opportunities, say yes to things when they come up, rather than being in the corner thinking, oh no, I can't do that, I'm not successful enough. When you feel successful, you know, you're going to turn up to your business like a different person. What are your thoughts on that, Anna? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, success is definitely not something that can be measured by everybody in the same way, because makes me feel successful is maybe not what makes you feel successful and everybody else. So it's a bit more of an abstract kind of concept. But whatever it is that makes you feel successful, go there, do that, because then it will, yeah, it will radiate in every aspect of your life. So shall I read that quote?
Yeah, so because one thing we wanted to talk about is, you know, so what is the measure for success? So you've got a brilliant definition for that, Anna, haven't you? So I'd love you to share that.
So this is actually, it's just from Wikipedia, but, you know, Wikipedia always comes up with the best stuff, doesn't it? Yeah. So success is the state or condition of meeting a defined range of expectations. It's usually viewed as the opposite of failure. The criteria for success depends on context and may be relative to a particular observer or belief system. So basically, you can't measure success in a measure that fits all, because everybody's measure will be different. You can only measure success with your own measure, basically. Only you can measure your own success, and it will be relative to whoever's looking at it. I think there's probably standard definitions of success. Like if we look at Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos. I always say his name wrong. Is it Jeff Bezos?
I think that's how you say it.
Is it? Is his first name Jeff? I feel like it's not.
Yeah,
Jeff.
No. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah.
Gosh. Or like Bill Gates, or, you know, all right, that's too many men. Let's think of some women. Michelle Obama. Who's some other successful women? Give me some more successful women. That's no good. Kathleen Shannon from Being Boss.
Oprah.
Exactly, Oprah. You know, all these people have probably, like, the standard, what everybody might say is successful, but that doesn't mean to say that that's the only measure of success. So yeah, that was a bit of a tangent there, but I just wanted to say that It's like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, so true. I love that. Because I think that's the thing. When you think about your own business, there are no set rules. There's no one that says, right, when you've done this amount of sales, you're a success. Or, you know, there is no bar that says when you're successful and when you're not. You know, you actually get to decide whether you're successful or not. And the really good thing about that is if you get to decide, you can decide at any time whether you're successful. And that can mean that maybe you've just started your business. You might not have even had a sale, but you know what? You could still feel successful because you've actually started and you've overtaken everyone that's still sat on the couch just thinking about starting a business. You know, and when you get in that mindset, I think is such a good way, you know, to feel about your business. And, you know, there's a book that I've been listening to recently called The Happiness Advantage. I definitely recommend it. And that says that people are successful because of their interpretation of reality. So basically they're saying that, you know, we all create our own reality with our thoughts, really. So we can decide at any point just to feel successful, exactly where we are now. You know, you could decide that getting one sale is enough for you to feel successful because someone liked your stuff enough to buy it. You know, and you could be doing a happy dance all week or all year because of that for that one sale. You don't have to have 100 sales, 1 million sales to feel successful. And it's all down to you and you get to decide. Do you agree, Anna?
Yeah. And I think actually when we're talking more, and we kind of said this in the prelude, but when we were talking before we started recording, it's like success, happiness, all that kind of thing, they're very intertwined with one another. It's like I said, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, success is in the eye of the beholder, happiness is in the eye of the beholder, like all those things. It's you make your own reality. That is fact, you know. And but that doesn't mean to say that you need to be the Oprah or the Jeff Bezos of the world. You just need to feel in yourself that you've become successful. And like you say, start in a shop when millions of other people are literally thinking, oh, you know, I could sell my products, but they're not actually doing it. If you've started your shop, you are a success because you've done something. If you get a sale, if you get 10 sales, you get 20 sales, like those are all amazing milestones of achievement. You should feel successful about those things.
Definitely. Yeah, I love that. So me and Anna thought it'd be good to share some sort of hints and tips with you of things you can do to feel more successful. Because you might be sitting there thinking, oh, well, that's very well for you. But, you know, my sales are rubbish at the minute. That's the last thing that I'm feeling. But you can decide to feel successful now exactly where you are. So me and Anna have got some hints and tips to really help you get into that really good positive mindset about your business. So do you want to start, Anna?
I think the best way to feel successful quickly, like if we're wanting to just quickly feel successful, is to create something. Now, yes, that could mean create a new product, but it might just be creating the listing of the product. It might be creating your whole shop, whether it's your Etsy shop or your standalone website or your Shopify store or even your Instagram page. Doesn't matter. Just creating something and then finishing it, or even not even just finishing it, but just doing it in the process of doing it will help you to feel successful. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, and for me, I think success isn't about the big overall arching, well, I'll feel successful when my business does this many sales or makes this much money. It's all about the little milestones that you keep making progress and you're achieving, and they can make you feel really successful. And I love that, you know, I love that creating something can really make you feel successful. So I think that's such a good way to look at it, Anna.
And I think that actually what you said about the milestones leads perfectly on to the next point, which would be to understand what it is that's going to make you feel successful. So literally having goals. Now, we've done an entire episode on goal setting in the past, and it is as important now as it was then. Setting yourself goals will allow you to feel successful. And like Lindsay just said, that doesn't mean setting some huge, you can have the big goals, that's fine, but it's the little goals that get you on the way to the big goals. And once you tick those off, like I know when I first started my Etsy shops, I still do it now, but maybe the novelty's worn off slightly, and I have different levels of success goals than I did then. So, but at the start, when I was, you know, just setting up my shop, I would literally be writing down all the listings that I needed to make, all the photographs that I needed to do, whatever the different things were. And each time I'd be ticking it off, and I felt so good, so successful, because I was like, look at my shop once it was done, or, you know, look at those photographs, or look at just that one listing that I've set up and I've done it myself. And it's amazing. And I was ticking it off as I went. I still tick things off as I go now. So having the goals and understanding what your plan is, kind of thing, but like understanding the pathway that you're going to go down in order to maybe reach your overarching goal, but ticking each small goal off as you go, that is a way to feel really successful.
Yeah, I really love that. I really do. Other ways that you can feel successful are, you know, by just looking at the things you've already put in place, like social media that you might have already, you might have set up your Instagram or Facebook page, you might have set up a website or Etsy, you might have learned photography, might have done videos and reels, and all these things are things that you might have already done for your business, you know, and you can decide that they are things that make you feel successful too, because you are doing all the things that successful businesses do and put in place. Do you agree, Anna?
Yeah, and I think that's actually something that I still use now as a tool to realize my success, is when I look at, especially my shop called Memories and More Gifts, you know, I've had over 5,000 sales on that shop.
Amazing.
I can look at that shop still now and be like, oh my God, like I did that from nothing. Like, yeah. That was nothing. It was I brought it out of, from my own imagination, into something that has sustained my family. Like, it's not just been something physical on the internet. It's literally benefited other people in my life. So that makes me feel successful. But as I said before, all the bits growing to that, all the photographs that I took, I can look at the photographs and be like, oh wow, I did those. I didn't have any photography experience. I can feel successful just by looking at those sorts of things.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love that. I really do. So what are the bits have you got, you know, what are the little tips have you got to share about what people can do to feel successful now, Anna?
I think it's important that you have fun. I've said it before on the podcast, I really enjoy doing the accounting. I might not necessarily like the tax bill that I get at the end of it, but I do like doing my taxes. The tax bill, not so much, but the actual process of doing the accounts and things like that, I really enjoy doing math and all those sorts of things. So I look forward to doing that. Once it's done, I feel mightily successful. But I can also feel really successful when doing something that, it's not that I don't enjoy it, but it's not my favorite bit, SEO. Like search engine optimization, the way in which it is now on the internet, it's not my favoritest thing to do ever. It's quite... quite head much.
It's probably, I can't really imagine it being many people's favorite thing, but it probably is for some people.
I'm sure it is for some people. Yeah, I'm not one of those people, but when I've done it and it's done and then I start to see results from that, I feel really successful. So the whole point of having fun is like, when you can really get your hands dirty, and I don't mean physically, although you might be doing it physically if you make, you know, pottery or something like that, maybe you do get your hands dirty. But yeah, it might not just be always creating the product that's fun, but finding other parts of your business that you really enjoy doing, like photography. And if you like SEO, it might be, you know, if you've got quite a logical brain, analytical brain, you might really find the fun in that. But finding those things that, to coin, what's her name, Marie Kondo, that spark joy in your heart, you will feel successful, because you'll be like, I get to do this. How successful am I? I get to do this every day, or every, you know, 3 days, whatever it is, whatever you've carved into your life to set aside to do your business. Like, that's going to make you feel successful. What's the fun things of your business, Lindsay, that make you feel successful?
Well, I suppose I've got two aspects of my business. I mean, I've got my handmade business. So, you know, with my handmade business, I love, you know, creating my fairies and things like that. And, you know, when I've created a new design and, you know, and I get them in my shop, even if I've not sold them, I feel so happy and successful, because I've had that amazing time putting all that love and effort into that fairy. And, you know, that makes me feel successful. When it comes to my coaching, you know, seeing how I can help people transform their businesses and how they change as a person and how they show up more confident, that there's no better feeling for me than
ultimate success. That
feels so amazing.
That's actually something that I think is really important to mention as well, is because you've just said, like, how you see somebody else transform, it makes you feel successful. Like, sometimes when you see a transformation in somebody else, that's enough to make you feel successful. And you don't need to be a coach or somebody that's doing something like that in order to have that. If you've got a really beautiful product, or and all your products are beautiful, you know, you've made them yourself, they're all beautiful, but if you're going to benefit somebody else's life, whether that's from, you know, a gift, or you're going to brighten up their room, or, you know, you're going to help somebody with the product that you've created, like, that's going to make you feel successful, because you, whatever the emotion is that other person's feeling, it's because of you. You've made that person feel that. That's an amazing thing. That's success.
Yeah, I'd agree. And I mean, I bet, you know, your jewelry is obviously treasured by people, like, and people, you know, that will bring so many lovely emotions. I hope my fairies, like most people, like, you know, how can you see a fairy and not really smile? It just kind of it brings out those emotions in people. And like you say, to think that we're responsible for bringing up all those positive emotions in people, I think that is definitely a good measure of success.
Well, I'm going to, in fact, thinking about it makes me feel emotional, but I got a message this week from a man who had bought one of my memorial lockets, and he said that he didn't leave a review. And I think sometimes when it is such an emotional purchase, people don't always like to publicly leave a review, and they just send me the message, which is just as nice to me. And he sent me this message saying that his wife had died suddenly this year, and it was really very unexpected. And he was absolutely devastated, and he's been feeling extremely alone. Oh, it's going to make me get upset.
Oh.
And he said that receiving the locket, he said he's not something he's going to wear. He's taken it off the chain, and he just has the locket in his pocket or somewhere as he's walking around. And he says he just puts his hand over it. And he's like, you know, got it in his hand, or, you know, he's holding it on his chest or whatever it is. He said, it just makes me feel like she's with me.
Wow, Anna, is amazing.
that's pretty special.
I would definitely be feeling success after that.
Yeah, success. And we said also, we've not said it yet, success and happiness are like best friends.
They definitely are.
They go hand in hand together for sure. So that made me feel very happy that I could do that for somebody, and that leads into success, because I have successfully made somebody else feel something
that
they wouldn't otherwise have maybe have felt. So
I really love that. I mean, one thing that I want to share that I think is so important when it comes to success is being okay where you are now. Obviously, as business owners, we've got those goals, we're striving for better, we want to make our business the best it can be. But actually, there's no reason why you can't decide to just love today, the day, you know, whenever you're listening to this podcast, you know, you can just decide today to love your business, to feel successful. And the more you can be okay with where you are, I think the better your mindset is, because when you are running a business, I like to think of it as that we're all builders, you know, and whatever stage of your business at, you're still building it. We're all a work in progress. There's not many people that ever get to a point where that, I'm there, I'm finished now, you know, because if you reach a goal and you that makes you feel more successful, no doubt you're then going to push yourself onto the next goal because you want that bit more success. So, you know, you can spend your whole time striving for more, or you can decide that even though you're going to carry on striving for more, that you're actually going to enjoy just where you are. You know, and I think that's so important, because when you get in that mindset of being okay with you are, you know, it makes you happier, and then I think you'll definitely carry on showing up. Do you agree, Anna?
Well, it's like that thing of it's not about the destination, it's the journey.
Yeah, kind of thing. It so is.
And I said to you before we came on that I've been listening to a lot of Abraham Hicks. I've literally bought their entire series. It's like 17 hours long. It's intense, but it's so good. And one of the things that Abraham, or well, obviously it's Esther talking, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this is going to seem very strange, but basically Esther Hicks is a woman. She channels a consciousness called Abraham. They're a collection of consciousnesses. Is that right?
I think that's how they describe it. Yeah.
So, and one of the things that she talks about, or they talk about, is that it's not about the thing that you are wanting. It's about the way in which you get there. And don't ever think that once you get there, like you just said, that you're going to go, yeah, I'm just going to sit here and that's it. No.
Yeah, job done.
Exactly. It's not going to happen. That's not what successful people do. They constantly are looking for other things, not because they can't find happiness in the things that they achieve. They do. And they have that moment where they stand still and they go, wow, look at all this. And I'm so grateful and I feel great and I'm really happy. And now what's my next goal?
I love that. So I've got a few bits of research just to share with people, just because you mentioned earlier, didn't you, that success and happiness, we feel like the best friends, they go hand in hand. You know, and I mentioned a book earlier called The Happiness Advantage. So I've got a few little bits of research that I've pulled out of that book just to share with you. So the first one was that research shows that happiness leads to success in every area of our lives. So, and this is research. This isn't just, you know, mine and Anna's thoughts on it. You know, this is from someone that's done a lot of research and put it into this book. So for me, I think being happy with your business, loving your business, all of those things just changes who you are when you show up to your business. That's something I'm always talking to my coaching clients about, you know. When you've got that really good energy, you show up to your business as a different person, and it just shines through. It'll shine through in your social media posts. It will shine through in everything you make. It just shines through in every area of your business if you're happy and excited about it. Do you agree, Anna?
Yeah. I think I don't think that you can be successful if you're not happy.
No.
You're not going to be able to feel the success. And it is you yourself that feels the success. Nobody else can tell you that you're successful. You have to feel it. And if you don't feel happy, you can't feel successful. No. So literally you have to do one before the other.
Definitely.
And I looked, did it say any details about the research? Like, what did they do?
No, it just said in all areas of our lives. So, you know, it was really interesting. Something else that the book says as well, which I think is really interesting, is it says that when people feel happy, they score better in tests. And I thought that was so interesting, because for me, I think, like, you know, when you feel happy with your business, you're going to do better because you are showing up as that different person. And if there's even science to set, you know, backed research to say that we can score better in tests when we're happy, you know, what other reason do you need not to feel happy about your business? Because it's you are just going to do better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think it's because you'll probably be able to handle pressure better if you're feeling happy, able to look for ideas or, you know, look for creativity when you're happy, or feel creative when you're happy. So yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense. And actually, it was that the, were they the two ones that you wanted to mention?
Yeah.
So leading on from that was in business, you know, don't be judgmental of yourself, because once you start to think, whether it's comparison, whether you know you're comparing yourself to another business owner, or you've not maybe got to the goal in the set time that you set, or something's not happening the way that you thought that it, in quotes, should happen, don't be judgmental. You know, it's the path that you're on is the path that you're meant to be on. Ruth said it from Ruth Reusable said it on her episode, what her granddad used to say, what's for you won't go by yet. Like,
my mother-in-law says that to me all the time. And I do love that saying, I really do.
And it's true. And as much as life can throw you like the most amount of curveballs, you are where you're meant to be. You do have free will. I'm not taking that away. You do have the ability, like we said about, you know, being able to change your mindset and saying, right now, I want to feel something different. But that should mean that you shouldn't be judgmental of when things go wrong. See it as an opportunity to do something a bit different.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake, that's fine. Do it differently and feel successful because something happened and you steered your ship in a different way.
Yeah. I love that. I think as well, something I want to share with people about another way, you know, another way to feel successful. There's a couple of little tips here, is to celebrate those wins, you know, celebrate that success. So, you know, when you get a sale, when you've achieved some, when you've met one of those goals, think about how you're going to celebrate that, you know. And that doesn't have to be anything extravagant. That might be, yeah, I'm going to, you know, go make myself a lovely, you know, in my case, it's always a latte. Obviously I'm a big coffee fan, so you know, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have a little treat, you know. Or you might have your favorite biscuit, or you might say, I'm gonna have 10 minutes with my reading my book, whatever it is, whatever, however you want to celebrate. It's so important to celebrate those wins. You know, sometimes I will put the music on and do a happy dance around the kitchen, you know. So, you know, Grace, my daughter, will join in with me. We look like a crazy pair, but you know, sometimes you just really have to celebrate. So I would definitely recommend celebrating those wins. I think as well, something that I get my coaching clients to do is to start training their brain to look for the ways they're successful. So I get them to, you know, write down things, you know, like I when they're working on their business, I really encourage them to write down the ways that they're successful. Because it's a little bit like if you buy a new, say you buy a new red car, and before you perhaps didn't have a red car. Once you're driving that red car, you'll see red cars everywhere. But before, they were probably never even on your radar. And it's the same with success. You might just be sitting there, plugging away, feeling bad because you think you haven't got the sales that you want yet. Whereas actually, what you could do instead is train your brain to look for all these evidence of that you're successful. And me and Anna have shared loads of them today. So what do you think about that little exercise, Anna? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all law of attraction, isn't it, which we're both down with. So yeah, look for things everywhere in your life. I mean, it can just be really small things. And I also, in fact, if I can just go back to the thing you said about the celebrating your milestones, I think that that is really important, and it's something that I do when I, especially at Christmas time, when I've got a lot of orders to make and it can be quite hard work. You know, as much as you're very grateful for all the orders that you've got, obviously you're really grateful for them, but it can be hard work when you sat down for a long period of time making a lot of things. So I usually will set milestones throughout the making process. So once I get to that, I'll go and have a cup of tea, or I'll go and have half an hour watching something, or, you know, whatever it is. But when you do the go and have a cup of tea or watch something or whatever it is, have your latte, really appreciate that moment that you're yes. doing. Like, don't just do it and it, you have to feel, oh, I just did all of that, and that's why I'm having this now, because I've achieved that. That is where the success comes in. And definitely. Then you say, and then when I've achieved this next section, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and really achieve the X, Y, and Z then. So it's not just about getting to the milestone and just being like, oh, you know, I've done it, and that's kind of it. Feel into that thing that you are rewarding yourself with.
Definitely. That's the thing. It doesn't matter where, you know, I think that's so important to come back to. It doesn't matter where you are in your business or how good you feel it's doing now. There are so many ways that you could look at your business and decide to feel successful right now, wherever you are. So have you got anything else to share, Anna? Otherwise, I've got a really good quote to finish with.
I've got a couple, actually. I'll kind of just put them into smaller points rather than waffling each one, but look for challenges. So yes. don't just choose the easy route all the time. As much as it's good to, you know, streamline things and make things productive, also get out of your comfort zone and do things that you wouldn't normally do, because that's where you'll start to feel really successful, because you'll have done something new.
Yeah, and no one ever grows from their comfort zone, do they?
Absolutely not. I mean, we live in an expanding universe, and in fact, I was literally listening to a guy talking about the expansion of the universe and how it expands out of nothing. It's nothing expanding into nothing, but creating something. That's what you're doing when you're making a business. Nothing was there, and you expanded your universe from creating something. But you can only do that if you walk outside of the zone that you've already created. So look for challenges in order to grow that bubble that you're in. Find meaning. And I think we've kind of touched upon that, like I said, with the memorial locket and how that's made somebody feel something that makes me feel successful. You talked about how when you transform in your coaching clients, like how that makes you feel something. Whatever it is in your business, find the meaning, find your, it's a bit like your mission statement. Why are you doing this? Why do you yeah. want to have this business? What's your product going to do for somebody, or what's it going to do for you? Find that. Because you can embody that, and that will help you to feel successful.
I think there's some great points in there that you shared, Anna. So thank you for that. So I'm going to finish up today's episode with a little bit of food for thought. Now, I know this quote off the top of my head. I can't tell you who said it, but I'm just going to share it anyway. So, and the quote is, successful people carry on when everyone else would have given up. So, you know, wherever you are in your business, just be consistent, keep showing up, keep loving your business, be as happy as you can, knowing that you're on your way to building something great. Have you got any final points Perfect. Just to add?
Nope, I think that was a good place to end.
Oh, thanks, Anna. Well, I really enjoyed this episode. Success is something, I'll be honest, it's all tied in with mindset, so something I'm just slightly obsessed with, so you might have gathered that from today's episode. So I think it's been a great conversation. Me and Anna hope that you'll take away a lot from today's episode. So if you like the podcast, we'd love you to subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review. It really does help us get seen so much, so we'd really appreciate it if you could do that. So thanks so much for listening, everyone. Take care. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you. Bye.